Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yeah, that's a good. So it's like
he's coming out of bankruptcy. You think we got $5 for every response? Bro.
But it's like the NBA had to do an in-season tournament.
Put some kind of incentive on it.
But that's right. But like the NBA had to do an in-season tournament with a cash prize to get guys to care about regular season games.
Yeah. That should be your entry into the holiday party raffle.
You can't. But
that
again,
that should be
your entry. But then people also don't whatever, man.
Well, a lot of people aren't $50 even care about Amazon.
So what we're talking about is there's an engagement survey that our company wants us to take. It's basically like, hey, how are we doing? How could we get better? Every company does it pretty much. But for some reason, our big boss is really, he must have gotten pressure from higher up, whatever. But like, they really want everybody to do it,
right?
And everybody's not doing it.
Do you think? There has been some market already turned in 100%.
Austin, Texas.
So what do you think they do? Do they get them in a room and say everybody's doing it right now?
I think they have
they
have way less people. But also probably like, hey, let's be the one cluster that gets 100%
mandatory meeting. Okay, everybody pull out their surveys.
So then Bo is suggesting that we incentivize it, like you got to pay people to do it or whatever. And then, but again, like your idea is a good one, Abe, of like that's how you enter into the holiday party. But I would guess the majority of people that aren't doing it aren't going to the holiday party. Or certainly don't care about being entered into a raffle at the holiday party. You know what I mean? So it's like, but again, that comes back to engagement, like wanting to go to a holiday party or not wanting to go to a holiday party is a pretty good example of
how long should these surveys be?
This one's not long.
Number of questions?
It's not that long, but it's also long enough that people could bail midway.
It's only like 10 questions, isn't it?
I think it took me 5 minutes to do it.
Yeah.
And then at the end, you have sort of like, hey, say whatever you want to say. If you don't want to say anything, whatever. Or you can write some stuff. And I think you got 1,000 characters to write something.
Bro, so, if you have 1,000 characters worth of stuff to say about this company.
I know, but that's 1,000 characters.
Bigger issues than engagement survey.
But that's letters and spaces and periods and stuff like that. Like 1,000 is not that much. I don't know how many I wrote, but it wasn't 1,000.
1,000 is like 9 tweets worth.
Okay.
That's a lot. Think of how long a 9 tweet thread is.
A 1,000 is a paragraph. It's giving you
paragraph. 2.5 paragraphs.
I definitely have 9 tweets worth of suggestions for work, but I probably only shared 3 of them, I think, because I think 6 of them are, you know, you got to pick your battles kind of thing. But it's like, hey, maybe
take turns guessing what he said.
you can easily guess what I said. But you can try if you want. Like, you'll easily be able to guess the things that I suggested that they work on.
Probably, like, studio improvements.
Yeah, like, maybe our shit could work.
Talk back.
That was referenced.
Specifically.
Yeah. Specifically, that was referenced.
I would like to communicate with my producer whenever I want to.
Yeah, yep.
Without having to do jumping jacks in the studio.
Just, like, general equipment repair or upgrades.
How do we feel about specifically mentioning the third TV?
I did specifically mention the third TV. I said the third TV in the studio has not worked in 7 years.
It's been so long.
Literally 7 years.
And there's 4 total?
There's 3 TVs in there. One of them stopped working within the first year of them being up there, and no one's ever done anything about it. The one in the middle's fuzzy. So it basically
got the wrong ratio or something.
And then the one on the left works pretty good.
Yeah. It's bad. And the studio in our control room, I think, is now off.
Oh, is it?
I think it's gone. Yeah.
The TV?
Yeah, what did I say?
The studio.
The studio and the control room. Yeah.
But yeah, just like stuff like that, you know. Like it's a nice radio station, you know? It's a nice radio station in a big market.
There's so much preferential treatment to certain markets in terms of stuff like that. That's what really frustrates me. And that's not like an Atlanta issue. That's like a company issue where it's like you look at some studios, you're like, well, what is that, man?
I know. Like some of the studios in our company.
Our floor is peeling.
I don't mean in this building, but like in our company, they're like, you know, and maybe because they are on TV, like a lot of them are actually on TV, but they look like TV studios. Yeah. They're like, they're beautiful. Meanwhile, our floor is literally peeling.
We have to move mic 3 every day to prevent it from being in the viewing path, which doesn't even matter because there's a fucking glare that you can't barely see Bo anyways.
Yeah, so some of that stuff was mentioned.
Is it the lights? Because I can at night.
No, it's the sun.
It's the
sun.
The lighting, yeah.
But I guess you can't block it out.
That's why a lot of people like the blinds, but I like the blinds open. Like, it's nice. We work in. Yeah. That's one of the nice things about the studios. We work on the 9th floor on the corner. You got a view of downtown and all that kind of stuff. It's kind of pretty. I like that. The studio we worked at in the first radio station I worked at in Seattle, it was on the corner of the 4th floor, literally on the Puget Sound. So like out one window, you're looking at like the Olympic Mountains and the Puget Sound and like ferry boats and all that. Out the other window, you're looking at downtown Seattle, the stadiums, Mount Rainier. It's fucking crazy.
I bet that's beautiful.
It was insane. It was like this, but that's like the first place I worked, so I didn't know any different. And then I've worked a lot of other places since then.
Stone Mountain out of our studio.
You can see Stone Mountain. But ours is nice too.
It's no volcano.
Like some of the places, like I worked in a closet in Portland. It was a nice closet.
Yeah.
It was a nice closet, but it was a closet.
SiriusXM were interior. There was zero outdoors.
Yeah, and that's normal.
The first studio I worked at in Tampa was on the 2nd floor, and we had a beautiful scenic view of the parking lot.
Nice.
Yeah, that's typical.
Florida parking lots are.
I'm actually thankful that our studio is up because I think people would get distracted by looking out the windows and talking about what they saw. Because anytime there's like a window cleaner.
You guys start talking about guys getting booted down there sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. The boot people don't fuck around at Colony Square.
They need to not fuck around more because, dude, every day we leave here, there's some jackass down there just parked in the middle of the freaking. It's some food delivery person.
Oh, yeah.
And you can barely get out of the parking garage.
Yeah, that little turnaround in the front of Colony Square is mayhem.
There should be a boot person on duty at all times.
I guess, let me be more specific. They boot really well in the back and in the parking garage and stuff like that. So if you're coming to Colony Square, pay for parking because they'll get you. Unless you just want to go pull into the front turnaround and pretend you're an Uber driver.
People willy-nilly Uber driver or food delivery services up there.
Yeah, it is bad. And also, like, when they're ready to leave, they don't even look. They're just like, all right, now I'm leaving. It's like, fuck, jeez. Maybe check your blind spot. Turn on your turn signal. There we go. I wrote some positive things, too, in the engagement survey.
Well, there are a lot of positive things.
I was like, here's a lot of stuff that I like about it.
Just a bunch of shit broken.
Yeah, it's just mostly that. Mostly that.
I always feel bad filling it out because it's like, what could we improve upon? And I know that's going to change, but compensation's always.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? Am I going to click this?
Yeah. But I click it every time.
Yeah.
I know.
Every time.
I do too. Of course. But it's like.
Everyone should.
I'm not getting a raise because
then,
I click.
So
I just want them to know.
So what's funny is that when we turn around in a few months and we're going to have the meeting where they go over the surveys, every time that section comes up, and it's like,
everybody
hey,
wants
to the
more
top.
Compensation.
There's a room-wide snicker.
Oh, yeah.
And then they just move on.
Well, and it's funny. The boss snickers. He's like, everybody wants more money. It's like, no, we do. We really do. Everyone said it because we really want it. How can you get us more money? You can't? Okay. Like, just tell us that.
You should take a look at that. And everyone who responds to that question without clicking compensation, just know that they're not telling the truth the whole entire service. They're not telling the
truth. Ooh, I also wonder, is there any company anywhere in any industry, if they offer that as a button, that people don't click it? It doesn't matter how much money you make. You click that and think you should be making more, right?
I don't know.
Is there anybody that makes money and they're like, I make too much money?
I feel like there is a dollar amount of my own personal worth for what I do that if I were being paid that amount, I would not click that button or that answer.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
I think for most of us, it's just like...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you make enough money to actually have a comfortable lifestyle?
Yeah, like live.
Right.
Am I going to be eating ramen noodles into my 50s too?
Yeah, like every month it's a credit card bill and we're just like, I exactly
going to go ahead and hit that minimum again.
Yep. Whatever. They keep accepting the minimum.
So many student loans.
I'm going to keep on sending them the minimum.
From just, hey, this, and I get phone calls too from ED Financial Services. God. Yeah, I'll get to y'all later.
I know.
Maybe I should go create an account at least, I guess. Nah. Take a look at what I actually owe.
One of my buddies said maybe in the last, like, the waning moments of Biden's presidency, he's just going to forgive student loans.
Cancel all student loan debt.
Just to be like, ah, fuck it. I don't think they would be able to get away with it, though. I think they'd take him to the Supreme Court and they'd probably overturn it. But maybe it'd be nice if he'd try. Worth a shot. Or like do something where it's like you can, if you go on your account and cancel it in like there's like a 20-minute window or something like that. Like, all right, I opt out of these payments. Bang, you got away with it. Whatever. I don't know. I don't know how they'll do it. Probably gonna be paying my student loan.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be paying those forever. Off. I probably will pass that down to my kids. Like,
here you go.
And here's another thing you have.
I think your debt, if you die, is wiped out, I think. I read that somewhere.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I thought you had to pass some of it down.
How little
I don't know.
Possibly be paying, but like that many years from now, you still have some money.
I don't. I pay a lot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And it's still, the interest is just fucking crazy.
Yeah, like an approximation of like in 22 years.
They do.
Yeah,
I will be. I know. I know. I'm gonna get it knocked out. I'm gonna get it knocked out.
But, Merry Christmas.
Well, that's when you know.
A little 50 birthday present to myself. I canceled all my student debts.
Dude, if I pay it off by 50, I'll be thrilled. I'm 40.
Still 10 years.
If I pay it off by 50, I'll be thrilled.
Maybe you'll win one of our holiday raffles and you can take a step towards it.
Or if we keep clicking that compensation button,
yeah,
maybe we'll get paid. You know, they offer us, there's a student loan forgiveness program at the radio or at the company.
Yeah.
But so you have
they pay for some of it?
But you have to make like $0 to qualify for it.
Oh.
I was like, oh, all right. Well, it's cool that they do that, but you have to be
kind of like the whole Obamacare thing.
You have to
like,
be so
it's good insurance
poor.
If you make $20,000 a year.
Yeah, I can't qualify for it. So anyway, there you have it.